Yeah, the first I heard about the bomb threat and all that was going on was it was on Twitter, and it was a result of a anonymous post on Yik Yak, which I'm not super familiar with Yik Yak. I knew it existed, so I went and actually saw some of the screenshots of what had been posted, and then I'd gone to lunch and I come back and hear that there had been some law enforcement and a police dog in the big lecture classroom, Carroll 111. So,
So, your concern, how did you feel? Were you.
I figured if they were gone, then it was all good. That they had checked everything out. I can only imagine how many crazy things get said on an anonymous social media site. So, I just it's you can't probably react negatively to everything that's posted on a site like Yik Yak. And that's not to say that that's not a good site. It's just all kinds of things get put out there. So I just figured if they gave the all clear, then it was all clear.
So, what do you think about all this social media? Because I don't know if you're aware, but the LA Times reported in California there was a woman, female, that did it. I believe it was a school in Manhattan Beach, I believe. And it was the same thing, the same post.
I think part of it, my guess is part of the reason that there was probably more seriousness to it today was what happened at Florida State, maybe thinking there was some connection or something was amiss out there. But I like social media in that it gives you a lot of information about what's happening. It's not hugely filtered, so you have to be analytical in a sense about it. But I personally like having lots of different things coming in at me at via social media, and then I can sort it out.
Okay. So, how do you think that the school handled it?
I think, well, I mean, they sent out the Alert Carolina information. I don't know really what else they could do. I saw several tweets where students were super concerned about should they be in the pit at noon, or they should we be having classes? And I don't know that you can react. I don't know what different reaction the university could have had because of a threat made on an anonymous social media site that was very vague.
If they're able to figure out who posted this, should it be taken seriously? Should they
Yes, it
be.
should be that should be taken seriously because people need to realize that there are consequences to what you say, be it if you think it's anonymous or not.
So it's just like, like at the airport, there's a sign, bomb, it's not a joke.
Yeah, exactly. Or yelling fire in a theater or joking that I've got a bomb in my suitcase. Oh, no, you can't. There should be consequences to that. I'm not saying that somebody needs to be arrested and put in jail, but there should be some kind of consequence to posting that kind of information.